What we're seeing from Nikola Jokic right now is nothing short of history in the making, in the most literal sense. Jokic has a 37-point triple-double last night in the against Milwaukee on the second night of a back-to-back, a game in which they ran the Bucks off of the floor, a Bucks team that was coming off a signature win, had won five consecutive games, and has the reigning MVP. But that guy was not the brightest star on the floor last night. That belonged to Nikola Jokic. And to discuss it more, our Nuggets insider Matt Moore joins us on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. Matt, I'm running out of ways, and it's getting exhausting trying to quantify just what type of season Nikola Jokic is having.
Yeah, and what's crazy is, you know, it's not just the numbers. You watch, and he's making the impact night to night. He's controlling the game in a way that very few players ever do. He's been just incredible carrying this team all season, and it's not just every now and again. It's night to night you're getting this version of Nikola Jokic. You know, the Celtics broadcast the other night when they played the Celtics were making comparisons to Larry Bird. Like, it's crazy how far he's come, and every single night he just continues to absolutely dominate the NBA.
Matt Moore joining us here. Matt, when you look at the Nuggets, kind of not the best start to come on here as of late, about to be the All-Star break. What are you expecting to see out of this group? Hopefully they get a little bit healthier. What are you expecting to see out of this group post-All-Star break?
I think they've probably stabilized a little bit. I think if you look at the record, three early losses to the Kings, who we know that they're a better team than, that really is the difference between where they're at and where they were supposed to be in the eyes of a lot of people. They figured out a lot of things. Michael Porter Jr. has made real strides over the last, 3 weeks or so. They're starting to get the rotation figured out, even though they've had to piece it together. I expect them to be active in the trade market looking. I don't know if there will be a deal, but I think that they'll just kind of continue on at this pace. I don't think there'll be big ups or big downs, and they should be a dangerous team come playoff time again, because we know that that's when they play their best.
Matt, you talked about at the trade deadline they might be active. What would you like to see them, or what do you think they might want to add?
I think they need a wing defender that can hit threes that's a veteran. They need somebody they can pull off the bench that they don't have to play small ball as much as they have. P.J. Dozier's done, I think, a great job when he's been healthy, coming off on, and playing, you know, at small forward at times, even though he's kind of naturally a point guard. He's picked up a lot of those duties, but they need somebody who is a veteran they can trust in the playoffs to be able to come off and defend at a high level. They're lacking those kind of guys. Zeke Nnaji has done a really good job for a rookie, but he is a rookie. And so they need one more wing defender who's not an offensive liability. I think they'll continue to look for those kind of opportunities at the deadline.
Matt Moore, the Action Network, dropping by here on Stokely and Zach. I want to circle back to Jokic real quick. When, you know, you hear stuff like, hey, Jokic, 50 career triple-doubles, joins Wilt Chamberlain as the only centers to reach the milestone. Wilt did it in 703 games. Jokic has done it in 416 games. The difference between that is the equivalent of 3.5 seasons. And when you say that his 50 triple-doubles is more than Kareem, Bill Russell, Bill Walton, Shaq, Patrick Ewing, Tim Duncan combined, when you start seeing this stuff on social media, hearing it on the broadcast, it's being put out there on television, and it's like quantifiable and digestible for average fans, should we expect to see Nikola Jokic's name be floating near the top of the MVP conversation?
I mean, I think it's there. It's been there. A lot of people in the league have strongly felt that he's been the best player. They think that, you know, whether he'll continue all the way through or whether the voters will select him are different. I think the Nuggets are going to have to finish with a top four seed for him to get a serious chunk of votes, but he's going to get votes anyway, whether it's first, second, third. He's going to finish on the leaderboard in votes, because he's just been incredible night to night to night. I do think that, you know, the Nuggets flying under the radar as far as starting off kind of rough, and there being other stories like Utah and Phoenix, those stories have taken away some of what he's deserved in terms of recognition. I think the lack of national TV games has influenced that a little bit, but I do think that, you know, we were talking about this last night on the Locked On podcast, that I just don't know how many players have played better basketball, just basketball, than Nikola Jokic this year. And it's really been incredible to watch every single night.
Matt Moore joining us here. Matt, Jamal Murray here lately is really cranking it up another notch. What do you make of him and, you know, here lately how he's been playing?
Yeah, you know, they got him a full 2 days of rest, and that seemed to do the trick for him. He finally got healthy. He's doing a lot better in terms of the health. A lot of his shoulder issues and hip issues have kind of gone away. He's played like the Murray that you expected. Everyone was like, well, I guess he's just, you know, where's Bubble Murray? Where's Bubble Murray? Well, it's been here the last really 3 weeks or so. He's been just cranking out 20-point games every single night, shooting efficiently, not turning the ball over. His defense is better. Murray's been playing at a really high level. His ability to punish teams when they're trying to figure out schemes to counter Jokic, and then Murray starts picking them apart. You can just tell these teams are just like, what are we going to do? That combination of those two is incredible. But Murray on his own, and last night he had some incredible shots versus Milwaukee. He's one of the best shot makers in the league when he's on, and he's on more often than he's off these days.
Matt, I'm going to throw you a little bit of a curveball here and ask you a question. And obviously, it's a decade-long question, so I'm obviously not going to hold you to it here. But Nikola Jokic turned 26 just the other day. Giannis Antetokounmpo is also 26. Giannis has more recognition in terms of MVPs. I got it. But if you hit the reset button right now on March 3rd, 2021, and I said, who would you rather have for the next 12 years? Who would you pick, Giannis or Nikola?
Oh, that's tough. I think you can build a top-flight championship team with Giannis. The playoff troubles, he's contributed to them, but it's been a lot of factors and a lot of matchups that have gone wrong. I do think, though, that most people would probably say, well, Giannis because of the defense. But Jokic's defense this season has been pretty good.
Yep.
And the numbers kind of bear that out. The numbers, the defense has been fine when Jokic has been on the floor. And the way that he is able to just master the offense in terms of if you double, he's going to tear you apart with assists. If you bring single help, he's going to absolutely torch you. If you play small, he'll score in the post. If you play big, he's going to spread you out and hit from range. You know, Giannis doesn't have all those counters. At this point, I think Jokic is a more unguardable player. I'll say that. I think that they're equal in terms of what they can accomplish. And over 12 years, Jokic doesn't need the athleticism
right.
that Giannis does.
Right.
So I do tend to lean towards Jokic every single year is going to be getting better and better and will continue to probably be a great player. That's what's really crazy is how good he already is. And his long-term career projects exceptionally well.
Yeah. And like last night on the broadcast, you know, I'm listening to the Milwaukee broadcast and like, you know, 7 of Giannis's 9 field goals are dunks. And yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. I'm not taking away that there's a certain quality, his ability to get to the rim, even when defenses are trying to wall him up. It's great. But I'm like, are you going to do that when you're 33? Like, and Jokic's game, although he had 3 dunks of his own last night, I never saw that before, but it's not predicated on athleticism, and I think it's just going to age better. I don't know. I know on its face a lot of maybe average fans would, you know, pick Giannis and maybe even scoff at the question, but I think it's legitimate. All right.
Yeah, I think when you look at also just the fact of this is the thing is, you know, this is how it is. People that watch the league night in and night out, that's a much closer question than I think the casual fan is ready to realize.
Yeah. All right, Matt, we'll leave it there for now. Great stuff. Matt Moore, Action Network, dropping by here on Stokely and Zach. We appreciate your time, and we'll see if the Nuggets can get a win against the Pacers and close things out for the All-Star break. And I know after the All-Star break, we'll be sure to catch up with you down the road.
Thanks, Matt.
All right. Talk soon, guys.
All right, there he goes, Matt Moore.